Well, welcome everybody. This is Mary Gettin, and I'd like to welcome you to the Global Water Healing Meditation. Today is July 5th, 2019, and I was just talking to some of the participants saying, my gosh, we've finished 5 years of these meditations. We're into our sixth year now, which is just so beautiful, and to have so many people that have been dedicated to this and calling in, doing these meditations month after month, year after year. So it's a beautiful community we have, and I'm just so thrilled that we all share this goal of seeing the waters of our planet clean and clear. And today, our meditation is going to be presented by David Rosenthal. And first, I would just like to say that I am so grateful to David for all of his help over these last 5 years. David did a lot of the work on the Global Water Healing website. Every time something happens on the website and I freak out, David fixes it. If I'm out of the country or on the road in the middle of a thunderstorm, David and Linda jump in and host the call for me. So both of them, David and Linda Shea, have been just a tremendous help to me with this Global Water Healing Meditation, and so lots of gratitude for that. So to tell you a little bit else about David, he's the Chief Operating Officer of Love and Joy at Dolphin Heart World, which is also known as Dolphinity, and he's Linda Shea's husband. Pardon?
We're trying to straighten out our name. We're having a little bit of an identity crisis, but yes.
Yeah, I know. It's like, okay, well, they're both great. I love both of them.
So do we. That's the problem.
That is the problem. And so, you know, David has been working hand in hand with Linda since like 2003 on creating this amazing business where they do dolphin and star attunements, and they used to have a dolphin school, and they've been holding retreats in Sedona and recently in Bimini. And also for many, many years, they have been leading a free dolphin energy healing every Thursday at noon Pacific time. And it's like a 20-minute free transmission of dolphin healing energy. And I know David's been doing a lot of those in the last few years. But today, David is going to be channeling Archie, who is a being that he's been working with for many years now. And Archie describes himself as the dolphin aspect of Archangel Michael. And well, I think, David, I'll let you explain a little bit about who Archie is so that I don't say something that's way off. So, tell us a little bit about Archie, would you?
Archie also describes himself as the spokes dolphin of the Cetacean Spiritual Council, which really guides Linda and I in our work with the dolphins. For many years, he came in spontaneously when Linda had her awakening in 2003, and I was a student in her first dolphin school, and we were receiving the dolphin attunements. And I met my dolphin spirit guide, and he stepped up and said, "Hi, I'm Archie." Which was very strange to me because I won't go too far into this, but at an earlier time in my life, I had flaming red hair, and this was long enough ago that there were the Archie comics, and people used to call me Archie and make fun of me by, you know, I got like Archie birthday cards, and
wow.
So it was very interesting when he identified himself as Archie. And then when the piece came in about Archangel Michael, I started thinking about Archie, Archangel, Archie, Archangel. And, you know, the dolphins love to play with our language and our words. And they, you know, their real names are things that we couldn't possibly pronounce. So they give themselves names for us that touch something in us. And so I've been channeling Archie since he first came through in 2003. And for the first 8 years, I only channeled him for Linda. And basically, it was to get our instructions. It was to, he was really our source for understanding what we were to do in the world and what our mission was and how to do it. He, gave us very specific instructions. And I think it was 2011 that someone said, well, could you do like a session for me with Archie? And I thought, I'll give that a try. And so since then, I've been offering sessions with Archie. And he's pretty awesome.
And what kind of things does Archie, in a session, what happens?
Well, several things. He calls them journeys of discovery. He said early on that, so they're not really readings. He said that a discovery you make yourself is far more valuable to you than the same information told to you by someone else. So he really leads people to make their own discoveries, and he also does healings. And so a session with him is often a series of talking and then, receiving a healing and then talking some more. And it's very, very individual. It's there are people that it's just like an hour of just receiving healing. And then there are people who it's just talking the whole time.
Wow.
And everything in between.
Cool. Well, I am really excited to see what he's going to do with us today.
Yeah, I am too. I'm looking forward to listening to the tape.
Okay. When you're channeling Archie, you're not listening. You're not really there. Is that how it works?
It varies. It varies. Okay. Sometimes when there's something he wants me to remember, he'll show it to me. And so sometimes I remember a lot of the sessions. Sometimes I have no idea what happened. It's very, very different and unique each time.
Cool.
So, yeah, but he does tell me, I asked if I needed to do anything to prepare for this today, and he said he's got it handled. So.
All right. Well, let's do it.
So let's do it. So let me just tell people that I'll be silent for a minute. It takes about a minute for Archie to come in. And when he does come in, he generally comes in first with sounds. And I think those sounds serve several purposes. I know that they kind of clear me out. It's like anything that's, it's like they blast open all of my pipes. But people tell me that they feel a lot with those sounds. So when the sounds start coming, just really open and let them wash over you and let them, do what they do. And have fun with Archie, everybody. Okay, and thank you, Mary, for the opportunity to do this. This is really a treat. And thank you all for being here and for our shared intention of healing the waters of our beloved Mother Earth. Okay, so I'll be quiet for a moment, and then Archie will be here. Hello, we are Archie. We greet you and we thank you for being here today and for giving of yourself. You know, we dolphins are very much about giving and receiving and finding the balance between giving and receiving. And in our work with the humans, most of our work with the humans is about giving to the humans and allowing you to receive. We're wanting to help you and to accelerate your evolution simply because it's necessary. It's necessary for all of you to put your evolution on fast forward, and those of you on the call today are aware of this, are aware of this. So again, we thank you for being here. But in particular, we thank you for being here today, because today you really are here to give. You're here to give to the oceans and the waters of our beloved planet, of Mother Earth. And so we will be guiding you in exploring this and discovering this. And really, we're all here together today to do healing, which means that today, whether or not you think of yourself this way in your daily life, today you are here to be a healer and to access that part of you. And we know that some of you are very experienced with various forms of healings. Some of you on this call today don't think of yourselves as healers. But healing is a natural ability that everyone has, that all humans have and all dolphins have, and we're just a bit more conscious of it than most of you humans most of the time. We live in pods where we are deeply, deeply connected to each other in ways that you humans, for the most part, haven't opened to yet. When we're swimming with each other, we can hear each other's heartbeats. If we are swimming in a pod of 80 or 90 dolphins, we can hear each other dolphin's heartbeat individually. And with our sonar, we can see inside of each other's bodies. And so we can play, but basically we are transparent to each other in the most exact sense of the word. And we've also learned that we can connect deeply with each other without losing ourselves. And you humans tend to have a lot of difficulty with that. You tend to either dive deeply into another person or into other people and lose yourself in the process, or you tend to feel that you need to be true to yourself and in a way where you can be a little bit separate, a little bit isolated. And really, the journey of learning, the journey of evolution is much about learning to do both of these things completely and fully at the same time. It's kind of like rubbing your belly and patting your head at the same time. It's being fully connected and being fully yourself. So, we are here today to send healing to the waters of Mother Earth. And we appreciate your partnership in this endeavor. This is deeply needed, deeply necessary. And so we invite you to go deep within yourself and begin by taking some breaths. Place a hand on your heart space. Thank you. And think of a particular body of water that means something to you. It might be a lake or a stream. It might be a particular ocean, perhaps a particular bay. Somewhere that you know about or somewhere that you've been, where being near the water has touched you. Where you've felt deep love and deep appreciation for the water. And all of you have felt this from time to time. And this is really the first step in any kind of healing, is to allow yourself to feel your love for the being, for the person, for whoever or whatever you are wishing to send healing to. Because love heals. And love is the only thing that does. So what we're doing together today is a work of love, and the more deeply you can allow yourself to feel your love for the waters of Mother Earth, the more of service you will be, and the more deeply the waters will be touched. And get the sense that water itself is a being. Water has awareness, water has consciousness. And so when you send healing love to the water, it feels it. It's not really a he or she. We don't like the word it. But, again, we struggle with the limitations of human language sometimes, but you know what we mean. Think of your love for these beautiful waters of Mother Earth. And as you do, feel your heart opening and feel a stream of energy coming in through your crown chakra, traveling down and flowing out through your heart and through the palms of your hands. And again, begin with a particular body of water that means something to you, that you've had a personal experience with. And you know, water is all connected. And that seems pretty clear, pretty obvious, that there is no border or boundary between the waters in the river and the waters in the ocean that the river flows to. There is a joining. There is a place where the fresh water becomes salt water. But there is no boundary, this concept of, so if you heal one body of water, that healing is extending, is traveling all around the globe. And so this is going to be a deep inner experience. You will be giving healing, and in doing so, you're going to be learning things about your own ability to heal, and yourself as a healer. This is not a question of ego. This is not a question of, am I good enough? You are a being, and beings have the ability to give healing to other beings. This is the way it works. And you are worthy of having these gifts, of giving these gifts, and of receiving these gifts. And as we send this healing energy to the water, you'll notice that there is a purification. that is not life-supporting within the water, whether it is plastics or radiation or all sorts of gook and goop that are currently in many of the waters of planet Earth, get the sense that your healing energy is leading to purification. And the water is becoming more vibrant as she receives these gifts that are flowing from you and also through you. Once again, it is not one or the other. The healing energy is flowing through you and it is flowing from you. It is not one or the other. And you can feel your heart opening more and more, deeper and deeper. And you can feel the light coming through your heart becoming stronger and more vibrant, carrying all of the colors of the rainbow, including the colors that you humans don't know about or have names for yet. And you can see and feel the waters receiving these gifts that you are giving. And get the sense that the life force of these bodies of water is increasing, is becoming more solid, becoming more whole. And all of the beings in the water are also benefiting from this gift that you are giving, that we are giving. And know that it is you, and it is not just you, it is all of us together. And it is all of you humans who are on the call. And we also have a team of dolphin spirits who are participating with this healing today. And so you can get the sense, if we're all standing in a circle, if you open your hands to on either side, that a fin is placed in either hand, because this is a cooperative project that we're doing today, dolphins and humans. And so our circle is dolphin, human, dolphin, human, dolphin, human. We are together. We are one. We are united in our purpose. And if there's some emotion that arises in you in this experience of oneness, this experience of cooperation, this experience of shared purpose, shared giving, shared love, allow yourself to feel that. Allow that love also to flow through you and out again toward the water, so that a resonance begins taking place and building. And so as the waters are becoming healthier, more vibrant, more strong, more pure, the beings within are breathing a sigh of relief and coming to a state of greater wholeness, greater aliveness. And we're going to be silent for a little while, because what we're doing together really goes beyond any words. So let yourself simply continue opening to feeling this community, this shared purpose, this connection that we all have with each other and that we all have with the beautiful waters of Mother Earth as this healing energy continues to flow. Just for a minute or two. Here we go. You are a healer, and your healing is needed and appreciated and continuing to flow. And you may see this as light. You may see the waters lighting up. And you may see the beings swimming in the waters, becoming lighter, more vibrant, vibrating at a higher, more beneficial frequency. I want you to know that this work that we're doing here today is and will continue to make a difference. So the message is, don't give up. There's lots of negative information flying around your airways and your minds, and it is easy sometimes to feel a sense of hopelessness, a sense of defeat. But we want you to know that this is not the future that we see, that this work that we're doing here together, this work that you've been doing, some of you for 5 years and longer, is touching the waters and touching the humans. And humans are having inspirations about ways they can contribute, ways they can, specific things they can do to help remove the radiation from the water, to remove the plastics from the water. And they won't know where these inspirations are coming from, but they're coming from this global consciousness, this global intention that you have chosen to contribute to today. And so we thank you. We, inhabitants of the waters of planet Earth, thank you for your love, for your care, for your deep, deep love for Mother Earth, for the waters of Mother Earth, for all of life. And the trees are stepping forward and they're saying, we thank you too. We also are fully dependent upon the waters of Mother Earth. And we are with you in this revitalization, in this coming back to life. And so these gifts that we've given together today will continue to flow. And we would like to thank you for them. And so we invite you now, just for a moment, as we complete our journey together, to simply let go and open. And now it is your turn to receive. And we, the dolphins and the whales, have a gift for you, to thank you for being here with us today. So simply now just relax and open. It's a good idea to give us permission simply by saying yes inside of yourself. And we'll be transmitting to you now for just a minute or two. It doesn't take long. Here we go. On a recording, we want you to know that your gift has also been received, and you also are receiving now from us, because these things we're doing together are not limited by time or space. And when we're complete today, when the call is over, we invite you to pour yourself a glass of water and take a moment and place your hands around it and allow this energy that is still flowing through you to flow into that glass of water, and then drink the glass or the plastic bottle or whatever is most convenient. And that will help ground these energies, these frequencies, deeper into you so that you carry them with you. And new possibilities will open in surprising ways, both on planet Earth and in your own particular corner of planet Earth in this life. Mary, we are complete, but we'd like to stay here as Archie for a while as we invite others to share, and perhaps we'll have some conversation, and then, before David comes back to complete.
So if you'd like to say something to Archie, you can star 6. And introduce yourself.
Thank you, Mary. We know it's a bit of a challenge to come back into the role of moderator.
I know.
And so, yes, actually, we should give you all a bit more of a transition. And so, again, place a hand on your heart space and take some deep breaths. And wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, coming back into this three-dimensional illusion. is a term of affection, a term of endearment, a term of love. And so, yes, if any of you would like to just share about what that experience has been like for you or to ask us a question, we're happy to do that for a few minutes. And as Mary said, it's star six.
Mm-hmm.
Star wanted to get into the conversation somehow.
That's great. Well, Archie, I will say that, you know, as I was holding the Gulf of Mexico between my two hands, I could just feel all of this energy just streaming out of my hands going into that body of water. And it was really beautiful, and I felt the support from the cetacean council and the cetacean, the beings that were with us, because I could feel my own healing energy being amped up by that cetacean energy. So that was really wonderful. I can still feel it right now.
Yes, that's right. It's coming from you and through you, and we're amplifying it. We're turning it up to 11, as they say.
Thank you, Archie and David and Mary. This is Reet from San Diego, and I was just kind of visiting all the waters of the planet that I've been able to get into, and it was just this lovely stroll down memory lane, I guess. Oh, yeah, there. Oh, that was wonderful. Oh, and just sending all the love, and kind of landed at the beach where I grew up with so many playing in the waters, but just remembering all the, and just even the Gulf of Mexico, and Mary said, oh yeah, was there too. So lovely, and it's just wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Reet. Yes, and as you shared that, many on the call traveled to all of those places with you.
Mm-hmm.
So
I've even
thank you caught
waves in the Caspian Sea.
Mm-hmm.
So, all these wonderful things. Thank you.
Oh,
hi, Archie. It's Nova, visiting from Rhode Island.
Hello, dearest Nova.
It's Bonnie Blue. I want to know more about. I went back when I was 25 as a diver, and for the first time, hearing my own heartbeat 60 feet under the water. And I would really like to know how we maintain that unity community when we go back to our lives and our personal relationships, and those people are meant to have relationships with. How do we maintain that without getting into our egoic mind of, you know, being hurt, not hurt, you know, being affectionate, not affectionate, that type of thing?
Well, part of it is understanding that you don't maintain it. That, in fact, it's always there.
What's
and
always
so,
there?
The unity community of which you speak.
Okay.
Your connection to other humans is real and to the waters and to all of it. You can't ever really disconnect. You can only pretend that you've disconnected. You can. So isn't that a relief, you know? I mean, that takes a huge burden off of you to try to. So really what you're asking is how do I maintain my awareness and my connection, and how do I align my actions in the world to this deeper truth?
Yeah.
And practice, practice, practice. You know, it really is a question of mastery. It's a question of skill. It's a question of doing your best and failing and forgiving yourself and trying again. And knowing that ultimately this is a game that you can't lose.
Hmm.
You know,
thank you.
That's really it. It's seeing below the surface illusion of separation and simply coming more and more from the reality of the truth of connection, that the person you're speaking to is you, and that you are both expressions of the same source, of the same energy. And the more you simply remind yourself of this reality, the more your love and your actions in the world can align that. The other piece that we would add is start with yourself. Start with self-love and with self-compassion, because you're really not going to be treating anybody else better than you treat yourself. The illusion that you can do that is another. So the better, the more caring and more loving and more considerate you are of yourself, the more you'll find that you are naturally that way with others. And also that when they are not that way with you, that you can respond with compassion and understanding. And it doesn't mean that you put yourself in danger. It doesn't mean that you allow yourself to be harmed. But you can see the deeper truth about someone that they perhaps are not in touch with at the moment. And you can offer... Yes, go ahead. It was a wonderful, wonderful question, by the way, Nova. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
Yeah, David, Archie. This is Drew.
Hi, Drew. Yes, we are still Archie. David will come back in a bit, but we are still Archie.
Okay. I want to ask a question about a dolphin experience I had about 5 or 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. It was in Panama off of Contadora Island, and I was actually on Ann Gordon's catamaran.
Yeah.
And I was standing there looking off the stern, and some dolphins came up, and one of them sent me a hello or an energy to hit me right in the chest, just right in the heart chakra, like someone slapped me on the chest. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have any particular revelations. Was that just a hello, or was there more to it?
It's
okay to not know the answer.
No, it was a hello. It wasn't just a hello. We wouldn't minimize it. It was a deep expression of you are here and we are here and we are connected. And the purpose, aside from simply two beings recognizing their connection, was to deepen your own awareness of your connection. So it wasn't a message in terms of something we could put into words, or, you know, it wasn't, you know, it was simply, this is the nature of reality. We are connected. It was a bit of a wake up, hello. You know, it was a reminder of a deeper understanding of who and what you are. Does that help? Is that what...
It does, thank you. It was an amazing experience. And
exactly.
It's not the first time it's happened.
Exactly, yes. It was, you know, you guys do these... Hello. you guys do these this very interesting thing, which is that you have these profound experiences, and then you wonder, what did it mean? And what it meant was what you experienced. It was sufficient and complete unto itself. it didn't need to mean something beyond simply that moment, but it expanded your awareness of what is possible and what is real in this reality. Thank you, Drew.
Thank you.
Does that feel complete for you?
Yep, that was great. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Perhaps one more. Oh, come on. Screw up your courage and hit star 6.
Hi, this is Linda in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Linda in Pennsylvania. Such a beautiful name, Linda, I guess.
Yeah. Share it with your lovely wife. Yeah, we used to go regularly to the Jersey Shore. And so there was a sort of rock I'd like to sit on and just meditate and just watch the water lapping up. And, you know, and that's where I go to when I'm, you know, when they go to a place. So I was just seeing the whole shore lighting up. And and I did have an experience there one time. You know, I was told the dolphins go north around about 8:30 in the morning and come back south around about 5, and I sat on my deck and I was waiting and looking and hoping, and nothing happened. And so the next day I did the same thing, but then I went into appreciation and gratitude, and they immediately started leaping out of the water in front of me. I went, oh my God, were they waiting for me to do that? I mean, it was like, gosh. When I got out of the wanting and the lack and into the appreciation, it was amazing. And
yes.
It was just, this energy was amazing.
Yes. Thank you for sharing this, because, yes, that was precisely the point. You know, we do train you when we can, where we can.
And, you know, they put on a little show for me. I mean, I was going, oh, my God. I was shouting and screaming and yelling. And
Yes, we love you.
Yeah. Love you, too.
Many, many blessings.
Just a quick pop in. This is Muriel. Archie, just wanted to say thank you so much for the vibration, because I have no recall of anything other than pure vibrational awareness, and it was wonderful. So thank you.
Which means that you are remembering perfectly.
And I'm not cluttering it with mental.
Yes.
But it was,
the mental vibrational awareness
was definitely crown chakra.
Yes. You know, so many of you have been doing these healings every month, and doing this has expanded. And each time you do it, expands your ability to be of service. And your
ability to expand
to feel
some more.
Yes, and to feel and perceive and, you know, move beyond the three-dimensional reality into the deeper and wider and, you know, awarenesses.
And
thank
the joy, for me is that it's so limitless, that there is no end point, and that, you know, whatever you've just experienced, the more awaits you.
Yes. And we are so happy that you brought in joy as we are completing our time together, because, you know, we talk about love and joy, you know, and we don't just talk about them, but love and joy is really what we are here to share. And today has been mostly about love. It's about being a giver. And joy is the cherry on top. Many, many blessings to you, Muriel.
Thank you.
And so we're going to say goodbye and allow David to return. invite David to return. Thank you so much for sharing this time with us today. Many, many blessings to all. And we do remind you to, sometime today, whenever possible, to pour your glass of water and allow this energy to flow into it and drink it. Okay. There'll be a silence for a minute, and David will return. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, David. Thank you so much. And thank you, Archie. That was wonderful.
How do you do?
He did good. He did really good. I loved what we did. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm. So nice. So anything you want to share with us, David?
I feel great, and I feel kind of stoned.
Good.
And there is definitely, you know, the experience of bringing Archie through for a larger group is different than bringing him through for one person. It's like it's just a bigger energy, and it takes me longer to come back into him. You know, David, the human personality.
Right.
And so I'm you know, I'll need to take a walk and drink some water myself and things like that. But I love doing this, and what a beautiful opportunity. So thank you.
Well, thank you. We loved having you do it. It was wonderful. So I'm going to stop the recording now. And we're all going to have our chaotic goodbye. I'm going to unmute everybody. So hold on just a minute.